Let me say this also about the website, which I'm thankful to have it. The ones that started the website is Anthony and Melissa Alley. Not only did they get it up and going, but they was able to somehow teach me how to keep it going. But they solely pay for it and do anything that needs to be done to it. They're the ones that changed it from Cornerstone to Landmark. And they're true friends. I love them to death. And I got to talk with Anthony this week. Just a true blessing. I appreciate them so much in the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, Paul talked about his fellow helpers. And I got a lot of helpers. And they've really helped me. I'm dumb as a box of rocks. But they really helped me, like how to download a message and how to put all the information in. But it's just a way we can lengthen the tent stakes of this little, and you know, I say this little work of God. I don't think there is any little works of God. There's some bigger than others. Amen. But open up your good old King James Bible to Luke chapter number 20. And I'm really excited about this message today. Let me say this with some degree of charity. I had my granddaughter with me last night, and I was telling her what I was going to be preaching on this morning. She said, "Pop, I want to go to church with you." Of course, you know I popped a button or two off right there. And I was going to use her actually to help me in this message, but I'm going to have to call on Otavia in there since he's on the end of the pew there. I'll get him here in a minute here to help me. He'll have to help me. And it ain't that hard, David. It's pretty simple. But we're going to read all the way from verse 1 down to verse 26. I'm actually only going to be preaching verses 19 through 26, but I want to read it all. And the reason I want to read it all is you'll get a better understanding of this context here. It says in verse number 1 of Luke chapter 20, "And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple." Now understand this, Jesus is in the temple teaching. Now that'd be good if they'd leave him alone, but you'll see here that they won't. He taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel. The chief priest and the scribes came upon him with the elders and spake unto him, saying, "Tell us, by what authority doest thou these things? Or who is he that gave thee this authority?" Now that's a pretty good question. And he answered it with a question, because he's done forgotten more than they'll ever know when it comes to politics. And this is kind of like a political scene here. I mean, it's kind of like two clashes of opinions here. They're questioning his authority, so he answers their question like this. He answered and said unto them, "I also will ask you one thing, and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men?" Now they knew the answer. But in the interest of answering this question that they knew the answer of, listen to what they thought within themselves. They reasoning with themselves, saying, "If we shall say from heaven, he will say, why then believed ye him not? But if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet." And they answered that they could not tell whence it was. Now that's a lie. You just heard their thoughts right here. They knew the answer.
Right.
They just knew the consequences of telling the truth.
Yep.
And they're trying to figure out how to dodge this. They're in denial of what the answer is. And they answered that they could not tell whence it was. And Jesus said unto them, "Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things." Now they're wanting a controversy. They're wanting, you know, some kind of political theater, some kind of drama, some kind of hype. And he's just teaching and preaching the gospel. Verse 9, "Then began he to speak to the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard and lent it forth to husbandmen, and went to a far country for a long time. And at the season, he sent a servant to the husbandmen, that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard, but the husbandmen beat him and sent him away empty. And again he sent another servant, and they beat him also, and entreated him shamefully, and sent him away empty. And again he sent a third, and they wounded him also, and cast him out. Then said the Lord of the vineyard, what shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be they will reverence him when they see him. But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. You know, everybody wants God's blessing. They just don't want to give God any credit for it. You know, I mean, go in there missionary real quick. I mean, they want to see good days, but they want God to bless them. See good days. They want to breathe God's air, but they don't want to acknowledge that He gave it. They don't believe in gravity. They don't want to float away neither, and they don't want to be pinned to the ground. You know what I mean? I mean, we've got much to do with God, but people don't want anything to do with God, and yet they, in Him, they live and move, have our being anyway. They said that the inheritance may be ours. They said, we'll just figure out some way just to take it. And that's what the world wants to do. They want to take something from God, and God just kind of laughs at that, winks at that. But verse 15, so they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. What therefore shall the Lord of the vineyard do unto them? He shall come and destroy these husbandmen and shall give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, I like this statement, they said, God forbid. Now this must have penetrated the hardness of their heart.
Yes.
Actually, their statement is pretty good. They said, don't let this be true. God forbid. We don't like the parable here. And he beheld them and said, What is this then that is written? Now, buddy, Jesus wasn't no stranger to the Word of God. No. They know exactly what he's saying when he quotes his scripture.
Right, right.
The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. Now he's taking the Bible and using it in a way that they can't deny what he's saying here. Psalms 118, verse 22-23. And he goes on to say, whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken.
Mm-hmm.
I fell on it and I got broken, but I got fixed.
Amen. That's right.
But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Now they know they don't want the prophecy. They said, God forbid. But they don't want to do what they know they need to do,
right,
neither.
Amen.
Okay, now here's our text for preaching here. Verse 19. And the chief priest and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. Mm-hmm. And they watched him and sent forth spies, which should feign, that means kind of undercover, kind of cunningly, you know, just kind of find something they can use against him, should feign themselves just men. They pretended to be believers, that they might take hold of his word, so they might deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Master, remember, this is cunning, feigned words they're using. They're calling him Master. They asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither accept thou the person of any, but teacheth the way of God truly. Is it lawful for us to give tribute unto Caesar or no? But he perceived their craftiness and said unto them, why tempt ye me? Show me a penny. Whose image and superscription hath it? They answered and said, Caesar's. He said unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's,
yeah,
and unto God the things which be God's, and they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer and held their peace. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege to not only read the Word of God, but Lord, to stand for it. And Lord, we thank you for this message today. Simple message, but great truths portrayed here and in this message. Lord, we ask for your help. Ask for your blessing. I pray we'll all be encouraged. Pray we'll all be enlightened and be blessed. Lord, today with this message, and we thank you and praise you, whatever you do. I'm excited, Lord, even about being the messenger boy in this message. And I pray, God, you'd preach to me and through me. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the title of this message is, Give Jesus a Penny. I need a volunteer. Tavian's done volunteered, so you come up here, buddy. I was actually expecting more people, as you can see. We go back there and give everybody one of them. Can you do that? All right. This message is going to be profitable. You're going to leave more than you come in with. You know what I mean? I got me one too. I had to keep one myself. Now we're going to take this penny. Jesus says, show me a penny.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him one.
No.
Everybody get one. Now, this coin was actually a denarius, which is 7.5 pence or 15 cents. But I'm glad the King James Bible calls it a penny because I don't have a denarius. So if you got a penny today, you're going to be with me. Did you get you one? All right. You're going to be with me on the same side in this message here.
That's right.
Now, this penny, it had a message in it. And never give a preacher an illustration for a message. I've heard all kind of preachers. Anybody got a cell phone? Anybody got a dollar? Anybody got this? And they'll take that and I mean they'll preach. Well, that's what I'm going to do today. Look, I'm providing the illustration. Now bear with me here just a minute. I'll get my feet on the rock here in a minute.
Thank you, God.
And they gave the preacher of preachers a penny. And if you'll notice the conclusion of verse 26, it said they marveled. Now, Colossians chapter 4, verse 6 says, let your speech be always with grace. He gave them some grace, Brother Jerry.
Right.
He says, season with salt, Brother Mitchell. He gave them a little salt on it.
Right.
You know, I grilled out steaks last night, and my wife, she was supposed to help me, and she is gone. She marinates them, and she wasn't there to marinate them, Sister Joanne. So I went up there to the Dollar General store, got me some seasoned salt, and I put some salt and pepper on them, hope for the best. I mean, fellas, I want my speech to be seasoned. I like everything with a little salt.
Yeah,
I don't need a thing without any salt on it. I like seasoning. Amen?
Amen.
So he gave them some grace. He gave them some seasoning. And it says that you may know how to answer every man. Now that's Colossians word for word.
Yeah.
Chapter 4, verse 6. He knew how to answer them, and they left speechless and using a penny today in a much less hostile environment. I want to use this penny today to preach. Point one, notice it's round.
Right.
I don't know if y'all are up on everything or not, but there's a society called the Flat Earth Society.
Yeah.
Really, there's a bunch of people that thinks the earth is flat. I can't believe in the 20th century, with all the technology we've got to go in outer space and look down on this little blue ball called Earth, that there's still people that believe that the earth is flat. Hell, it's round. Isaiah chapter 40,
yeah,
verse 22,
yes,
talking about God, Brother Ed, it said he sat upon the circle,
yes,
of the earth.
Amen.
Right.
That's
right. Good.
I'm glad it's round.
Right.
I don't know what a denarius looks like, but I got a penny and it's round.
Amen.
Amen.
You listen over, David. You'll learn something here today. You'll be able to take a penny teach somebody something.
Right.
Notice it's right. Did you notice it's got an image on it? I mean, there's an actual picture of a man portrayed on this card. Does anybody see that?
Yeah.
Okay. It has an image on there of a man that set a lot of people free.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
Some of them may have ended back in bondage. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't there. But he made a proclamation that all men were created equal. And they are, by the way. We're all made in the image of God.
That's right.
Male and female. But he set a lot of people free, Rita. But some of those men didn't stay free.
That's right.
Some of those men got in trouble. Some of those men got put in jail. Some of those men may have been hanged. I don't know. But you know what? I think about that man. He done the best he could to set people free, Brother Mark.
That's right.
But I know another man. And praise God, he set some people free.
Yes, he did.
That's right.
He set them free. He set them free indeed.
That's right.
Our Sunday school lesson this morning, St. John chapter 8, verse number 36 says, "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free,
yes,
you shall be free indeed." I'm all about being
Amen.
Free. I'll tell you right now, I'm more free than anybody could even believe, much less could even know. I mean, I'm free. I'm kind of like Reggie Sadler. He said, "Boy, I'm free, buddy." But hey, man, I'm all about being free. Well, this thing here, I tell you what, buddy, this corn does a good job in this message today. And I tell you what, if this corn had the image of Jesus on it, and it don't, it would need to be made out of gold.
That's right.
You know why?
Amen.
Because he's precious.
That's right.
Woo.
That's good. Come on.
It wouldn't be made out of copper, Carolyn.
No.
Man, this thing would be made out of gold.
That's right.
I believe it was Peter who said, "Ye therefore that believe, he's precious." Mm-hmm. I believe, Joanne. And not only did he become precious, he's always been precious.
Right.
But if his image was on this coin, we need to change the makeup of it.
Yes,
it need to be made out of the most precious metal there is.
Amen.
That's right.
And women's all about
Amen.
Gold and diamonds. And I don't believe we need to put no diamonds on there, but gold will be all right. Lord, listen. Praise God. I thank God for a man to come down here and set captives free. And he set me free. I used to be an alcoholic, but praise God, I said used to be. I ain't no more.
Yeah.
But this penny's round. It has an image on it. Notice it has the words liberty on it. Does anybody see that?
Yeah.
Liberty.
Amen.
Bible said where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there's liberty.
Woo! Man, oh man, oh man. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, glory
Amen.
To God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I'm all about liberty. I'll tell you what, buddy. I've seen pictures of other countries. I've never lived nowhere but here. I've seen pictures of other countries. I see them trying to survive. I see them trying to live under circumstances that we take for granted here.
Yeah, that's right.
I told y'all I went up to the Dollar General store. They don't have Dollar General stores.
Right.
Man, oh man, I called my daughter. I said, "You want a steak?" She said, "What kind of question is that?" "Of course I do." I said, "You want a salad with it?" She said, "Yes." "Well, I fixed baked potato steak and salad." Woo! I'm telling you, buddy, I'm all about eating, but I'm all about, praise God, enjoying what I eat, amen. We've got liberty. We've got liberty, glory to God, in America.
Amen.
I'm all about liberty. Brother Ed, did you notice over the top there, right over top of Lincoln there, did you see them four words there, "In God we trust"?
Yes.
Now, I know it's probably not going to be on there very much longer because, see, we've kind of left our first estate. We're kind of evolving. I don't believe in evolution, but I do kind of believe in this respect. We're evolving from what we used to be and from what we need to be to what we don't need to be. And I'll be honest with you, buddy. The Bible talks about building up the bulwarks. I'm all for walls. My house has got walls on it. Hey, turn the dogs loose. Lord to God, I'm all for security and protection. Put on the internet this morning, Nancy Pelosi had come out with a new security company, Brother Jerry. It's called, "Are You Fool Enough?" believe that's what I named it. Her company boasts of this. No walls. No doors. No police. No phones. No fences. No service. No security.
There's a wall around heaven, one gate.
They got walls in heaven, you're right.
That's right.
12 gates.
That's right.
A wall, tell how big it is. It's big walls.
Right.
And I said, it said, if you agree to the circumstances of this coming, you're willing to be a big enough fool to sign up for it, sign on the line, I'm a Nancy fool, and expect the consequences. I tell you what, buddy, I don't want to live on those circumstances. In God I trust, amen. The Bible said, blessed is that nation.
Yeah,
right.
Whose God is the Lord, Psalms 33, verse 12. I want God to bless America. I want America to understand it can't exist without God. I want more of Him, not less of Him. I tell you, I want to see Him everywhere, in any direction. I'm on everything going on in America. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Those words, in God we trust. I hope they stay there.
Amen.
I know the Bible talks about in the last days perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, buddy, I see that. I saw a guy this morning, believe it or not, riding a motorcycle. He was driving kind of like Miranda. I mean, he's flushed.
That's the only way to go, ain't it?
Amen. Which is the only way to church. I'm awful. She's going hard into somewhere. I think you're going to speed limit. If you come to church, they drop a hammer. Amen. I'm in a hurry to get the house, God. I beat Brother Ed here one Sunday, and I haven't been beat him since. I'm ready to spend the night. Amen. I thank God it's still got the words, in God we trust on it. I notice on the back, now we're going to get a little deep right here. Some of you is probably going to have to put your seatbelt on right here. Notice on the back of this coin.
Yeah.
I provided you everything you need in this message. You see that big shield there on the back?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There was a man one time, he must have been afraid. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. You know what God said to that man taken? He said, fear not, Abraham.
Yeah.
I'm your shield.
Amen.
And you're seeding great reward.
Yes.
I thank God for the shield. Amen. Under the shelter and arm of the Almighty, there's safety. That's where I want to be.
Yeah.
Right.
I got enough enemies, but I got enough company. Greater is He with us than they is with them.
Right.
I mean, I'm not at a disadvantage. I'm at an advantage with the adversary. He's got to go ask permission, first of all, to even kick any dirt on me, much less lay any hands on me.
That's right.
But notice on that shield, E pluribus unum. That's Latin. Does anybody know what that means? Come on. It means out of many, one. I'm going to ask a question now, and I want somebody to answer this. Out of many, one. Is that talking about diversity? Or is that talking about unity?
Yeah.
Any other opinion? I'm going to do a roll call.
I was going to say the same thing. So.
All right, she's for unity, it's for unity. Anybody got any other answer? Come on, Phyllis. All right, there's three for unity. Unity. Anybody for diversity in this? Here's why I'm saying that. It actually means both. It means both. It means diversity and unity.
Right.
The very first part of that, out of many, that means a lot of diversity.
Yeah.
Out of many, one means unity.
Yeah. Right.
Back in 1907, Brother Mitchell, back then, when everybody had their heads squirt. Screw it on tight, it was all right, it wasn't falling off, you never put it back on again.
Amen.
Our president was Theodore Roosevelt. He made a proclamation to America, and his statement was, America only has room for one flag, the American flag. And that's what it needs to be today.
That's right.
He said, America only has room for one language, and And that's the English language. That needs to be true also.
Yeah, that's
right. And he said, America only has room for one allegiance, and that allegiance is to America.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we need to get back to that.
You're right.
I'm all for diversity. But diversity without unity is not good.
That's right.
Jesus said a house divided can't stand.
Amen.
I mean, you got to stand on something to have anything. Now, I'm going to leave this message about the penny just a minute. You ever look on a dollar and you see on the back of that thing an eagle and he's got a handful of arrows in one hand?
Yep.
He's got an olive branch in the other hand.
Yep.
Or foot. I guess it'd be a foot on an eagle, wouldn't it? That is his hands. He flies with his wings and holds things with his feet.
Yeah.
You know why that eagle has the arrows in his foot? Does anybody know? Oh, it's crickets in here this morning. We're going to have to have some history classes in here. Benjamin Franklin in 1744 in Independence Hall, trying to get the attention of a bunch of talking men. You know how that is.
Right.
He stood up and broke an Indian arrow. When he broke that Indian arrow, Brother Danny, he got everybody's attention.
That's right.
And when he got everybody's attention, he said, "Gentlemen, now that I have your attention, did you see how easily I broke that arrow?" Now says, "Duh." He grabbed a handful of arrows and said, "Now look how hard they are to break. Thus, out of many, one." There's strength in unity.
Yeah. That's right.
Do you notice at the top of that coin? It's got some words on the back, just like it did on the front. And on the top of that coin, United States of America.
Yeah.
We got a president right now knows how many states we got. Can you believe that?
Yeah. The only one we've ever had.
The last one didn't even know how many states there is in the United States of America. That ought to have been just a little bit of a red flag, if you know what I mean.
That's right.
But we got one now that actually knows how many states is in America. But listen, that E pluribus unum, it talks about diversity and unity. And we are the United States of America.
Yeah.
We welcome all to come. Right. And they're more than welcome to come if they're coming to be part of the United States of America. Amen.
Right.
I'm using great plainness of speech because we've lost, we've missed something.
Yeah, we have.
I mean, we've dropped the ball somewhere really bad. Man, we're going around in circles.
That's right.
Take something as simple as a penny. Get back on track. Let's see what else we got on the back here. All right, let's see here. I really like this point. I just throw this in. You notice it said 1 cent?
Yeah. 1 cent.
I wouldn't give you 1 cent. All the religions of the world.
Yeah.
Amen.
I wouldn't give you one. I wouldn't give that for any of them.
That's right.
I wouldn't give you 1 cent for none of
that. That's right.
Amen.
I'm glad, praise God, heaven's free.
Amen.
That's right.
Hey, the spirit and the blood said, come. Hey, hey, he that's a thirst, let him come.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, let him drink the water of life freely.
Amen.
I said it's free. I'm telling you, don't cost nothing. Amen.
Amen.
Have a home in heaven.
Amen.
Not even 1 cent.
That's right. That's
all the religions of the world combined. Heaven was free.
Mm-hmm.
It cost, the Bible says, who can give God a ransom for his soul? Nobody can.
That's right.
There's a bunch of things they can. There's a bunch of things somehow they're going to impress God with their good works. There's a bunch of things, but at Haven they say, I'm not like this so-and-so, I pray, I tithe, I give alms. There's another guy where he said, I ain't got nothing but he smoked his breast. He didn't look up. He said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And God said, that man right there got the free gift. Now that other one, buddy, he ain't never going to get it until he looks unto Jesus. Mm-hmm. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Right.
who endured such Amen. Contradiction of sinners against himself. He finished that mission. Amen. Can you imagine preaching a message about a penny? No one of my granddaughter want to be here this morning. Woo! It's time to let somebody have a penny. You tell her! Hey! There's a message there, amen! Huh? There's a message in that penny! Huh? Jesus said, give me a penny! Huh? And he took that penny out huh? And he put it in the shade!
Amen.
Woo!
Yes,
I wouldn't give one cent. All the ways of man. Thank God. Jesus came down here. Yeah, he gave his all for all.
That's right.
To be forgiven.
Yeah.
Brother Mitchell, he gave his all for all to be saved.
Amen.
All their love. All their call to get saved. All should, but all won't. But the call is whosoever will.
Yes, right.
Let him come.
That's right.
Call as whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Oh my. I like that. The Spirit and the Bride, they say come. Let him heareth come. Let him the thirst come. And whosoever will, let him come. Amen. And take the water life. Freely, it won't cost you one cent to have a home in heaven, glory to God.
That's right.
Woo. They gave him a penny, Rita. He said, ooh, did they ever fall into my plan? He said, whose superscription is this on there? They said, Caesar's. He said, render therefore unto Caesar.
Yeah.
Praise the Caesar's. Bring unto God the things that are God. Well, all belongs to God. You see, man, they want to see something. They saw Caesar. They made a mistake there when they betrayed Jesus. Mm-hmm. They said, we have no king but Caesar. They said, let his blood be upon us.
Yeah.
And on our children. You want to know why the Jews, if that's such a hard way to go, they brought it on themselves.
Amen.
You know why people go to hell? Because they deny the will of God who will help all men to be saved and to say, I'll go my way like Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Their way goes down. His way goes up.
Right.
Thank God for a penny. Amen. Whoever thought Jesus could say so much with a penny. Father, we thank you for the blessing of the simplicity of this message today.
Yes.
May it, I pray, be forever in our heart. Lord, I believe a three-year-old child could do the same thing I just did. Take a penny and tell the great truth about Jesus. And I pray, dear Lord, today we'd not forget things we've heard. I pray we'd be willing to share them with all those you bring our way. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. If I get Brother Jerry and Sister Sharon, if they would please, like I guess everybody stand. Give us a verse of imitation of Him. You may not need to do anything, but if you do need to do anything, that was Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, about the whosoever would could come. But if you need to do anything, here's your opportunity, and we'll let the Lord lead.
Thanks for that refresher course in history there.
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm going to have to...